traveling in general is stressful enough, especially when you're going country from country. And so if you don't know if your flight's going to be on time or even scheduled as planned, it's tough.
Around 100 of the airline's 350 Irish-based pilots walked off the job for a fifth day on Friday in a row over base transfers, promotions and annual leave. In a last-ditch effort to break the deadlock, former head of the Workplace Relations Commission, Ciarán Mulvey, has been tasked with bringing both sides together. Bernard Harbour from the Forsa Union spoke briefly on his way into those talks.
I still think that there's a significant gap between the two parties, but it is bridgeable. We can resolve this through negotiations. That's what we've been trying to do, and I think we've got a good shot at that now today.
Ryanair says it too wants to see an end to the dispute. Here's Kenny Jacobs.
Absolutely. We are confident we can reach a resolution. I think it's a question of how long is that going to take, but we are confident we will, yeah.
Ciarán Mulvey has set aside 3 days for talks, but it remains to be seen if both sides can put aside their differences in reaching a deal. If not, then passengers could face the prospect of more strike action in the coming weeks. Paul Quinn at Dublin Airport.